air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists and shooting.
Unmanned Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa and Europe.
This will not stand, this aggression against the West.
Relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and caliber act.
The next time we're going to fight for you, we want it a good old
day. Until something stops him.
It was right in front of my eyes.
His arrest.
Must and we will remain vigilant at home and abroad.
You're the smartest and the dumbest hookovers I've ever known.
I'm not the one who got it wrong. I'm the only one who got it right.
Take them all.
Previously on Homeland.
Where am I?
Caracas. Your new home.
Perhaps you'd care to comment on the article in yesterday's paper.
The case officer in question.
She's been diagnosed as bipolar.
Carrie. She called a reporter.
Apparently she thinks it's important they, quote, hear her side of the story. I just wanted you to know I'm going to stop her.
Sorry. It's a fucking sham!
Dana has made great progress over the last month. She's doing well.
You mean for someone who got in the bathtub and tried to slit her wrist? Your sister's gone.
She really needs to see you.
He's not good for you.
And that is based on what? Not knowing him at all?
He's unstable.
You know what you're here for?
To examine the bank records.
You're following the money to this guy. Here.
We need your money.
The Iranian. Who funded the attack on this agency that appeared on 1212.
I was wondering if you could tell Saul Berenson how much better I'm doing. And we both know I'm not here because I'm crazy. I'm here because they don't know where else to put me.
I'm an associate at Benatar in Hamilton. One of our partners would like to meet with you. I'm talking about getting you out of here.
I know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
No, you think I'm vulnerable?
Not at all.
No, worse than that, you think I'm weak. And maybe with just the right incentive, I'll turn against the people who did this to me. So whoever the hell it is that you're working for, the Syrians, the Israelis, the Iranians, you tell them I would rather die in here. Everything's okay.
This door stays open.
Good morning.
Morning.
I did what she said. I followed the money.
Missing 5%.
Right. Turns out, it skimmed off the top once the funds arrive in Caracas at the HLBC subsidiary there.
Which happens when?
The third Friday of each month.
Tell me how it works.
Well, first it's converted into small bills. Stacked on pallets, loaded into a truck, and delivered in the dead of the night to the Estudio Capital. Where it's held at the box office until the next day,
and declared as receipts for the weekly football match. I bet you didn't know that Del Paraiso FC draws more fans on those Saturdays than they have seats in their stadium.
That's a hell of a way to claim money.
And lots of it. By our estimates, over $45 million during the last 10 years.
So somebody's got a sidebar with the bank. Who? Owner of the team?
Probably. Except it's hard to know who that is exactly. The club is structured in such a way so as to shield the identity of its majority shareholder.
You got a candidate, though, don't you?
I do. Just not one that makes sense. Nasser Hijazi.
Say again.
Nasser Hijazi. Do you know him?
I know he played goalkeeper for Iran's 1978 World Cup team. He's a legend there.
Well, it can't be that Nasser Hijazi.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Who's dead? I heard you were in the building.
I left the DOJ documents on your desk.
Yeah, I saw.
Do you still want me to handle that?
Yeah. I'll be up in a minute.
I'll be waiting.
Where were we?
Exactly nowhere.
Unless.
What?
Sam, an Iranian official whose job it is to fund terrorist operations in the Western Hemisphere.
Okay.
Sam, watching all these bankers get rich on the deal. Why not me, too?
Well, because you'd be taking a huge risk, for one thing.
Which is why I go to such great lengths to launder the proceeds. All the while hiding behind a false identity.
Like a goalkeeper.
Right.
Still, if the Revolutionary Guard ever finds out you've been embezzling all that money...
Maybe I'm getting to the end of my career. Maybe I'm looking to retire in style. Maybe I've always dreamed of owning a soccer team.
Chapati? Why Javodi?
Because it was his operation in the first place. Because it makes sense that he was the one to approach the Venezuelan bank. And because Nasser Hijazi was his boyhood hero. Don't smile yet. Right now it's just a theory.
Morning, Carrie. How are we feeling today?
You have a brush.
Yeah. You sleep okay?
Yeah, fine.
So I did a final review of your doctors and therapists, followed up with them last night. They all give you excellent reports.
Do you have any blush?
You look fine.
I look like a ghost. My dad and sister are coming, right?
Yeah, they'll be here. I called to remind them yesterday.
Maybe I should just say I'm going to live with them for a while.
I don't think that's necessary. The fact that they are committed to helping you transition back into the community is more than enough.
Well, I don't want to leave anything to chance.
Trust me, we're not. Here, let me. So the medical staff is first up. They will present the reports, take some questions. Then it's the independent evaluator. His name is Walter Walker, a friend, really nice guy. Then it's your turn.
Then I go home?
Then you go home.
Carrie, it's time.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to tell the board how grateful you are for all of their help in your recovery. Makes them feel like they made a real difference.
Yeah, it always gets them.
So, thank yous all around. Yeah, I can do that.
Morning, Abby.
Where's my dad and sister? They should be here by now.
I don't know.
All rise. For the Sixth Circuit of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Honorable Special Justice Robert Strauss.
Please be seated. Matter of Carrie Matheson.
Why don't we start with you, Dr. Maloney? I understand there's been an issue with the patient's medication.
There was, Your Honor. I'm pleased to say it's been resolved.
Explain.
I titrated her lithium dose in daily increments of 600 milligrams until a total daily dosage of 1800
milligrams. Carrie participates in daily group sessions and craft activities enthusiastically. She's demonstrated a real talent in
She's had a pleasure to have on the ward, volunteering to deliver food trays, setting a good example for her fellow patients.
And it is my opinion as an independent evaluator that the patient, Carrie Matheson, meets all the criteria for discharge today, with the one proviso that she continue therapy as an outpatient.
What do you say, Miss Matheson? Do you feel well enough to go home today?
Yes, I do.
And where is home?
I live in Adams Morgan.
Alone?
Yes, but my dad and sister are a quick 15-minute drive away, and we see each other all the time.
They were scheduled to make an appearance today, were they not?
I talked with Carrie's father yesterday. They said they would be. If my dad says he's coming, he'll be here. He's probably stuck in traffic.
Thank you, Miss Matheson. The members of this committee will now confer and come to a determination.
Oh, and I want to thank everybody here for helping me. I'm forever grateful.
This shouldn't take too long.
Please sit.
Miss Matheson, I'm afraid I can't approve your release from this facility today.
What? Fucking believable. I don't understand, Your Honor.
I've just been handed a writ from the Justice Department.
Saying what?
That your client, in her current state of mind, poses a threat to national security.
Her current state of mind is excellent. Four mental health care professionals just testified to that fact.
The government's worried she'll disclose classified information. Isn't that what got her into trouble in the first place, violating federal secrecy laws?
That was over a month ago when she was off her meds.
And I'm inclined to agree with you, Counselor. But Miss Matheson signed away some of her constitutional protections when she went to work for the CIA.
Is that true? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, among others. Well, do we at least have the right to appeal?
Frankly, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
This is a new one for me, too, Counselor. Miss Matheson, I am sorry, but you've been designated a security risk. My hands are tied.
Miss Matheson, I'm going to have to take you upstairs now. I need a few minutes with my client. Carrie, I'm going straight from here to the circuit court to file an emergency appeal. You're wasting your time.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. Did you see the guy in the hallway right before we went back into the hearing room?
No. Who was he?
Dar Dahl. He's the former head of a group inside the agency nobody likes to talk about. If he wants to keep me in here, then I'm not getting out anytime soon. I need your phone.
You know I can't do that.
I just want to call my dad and make sure he and my sister are okay.
Make it quick.
God, excuse me. God, I hate these things. Yeah. Hello.
Where
are you guys?
What do you mean?
You were supposed to be at my hearing today.
I thought it was canceled.
Well, who told you that?
I don't know. Maggie spoke to somebody last night.
Was it Saul?
Look, I don't know who it was, and I'm not at home right now.
But I need you to do something for me, okay?
Saul's not talking to me anymore, so you have to.
What do you want me to tell him?
Tell him that I give up. Tell him I can't stand another second in this place. I'm going out of my mind.
Carrie.
Tell him that I'll do whatever he wants, just not this.
Carrie, please, I could lose my job.
Okay, I gotta go. Call Saul. Tell him what I said.
Trim them later.
Voicemail.
Yeah. Let me. Hey, Dana, it's me, Mike. Your mom and I are a little worried about you. Plus, you'd really like your car back, so give us a call so we know you're okay.
A little worried. That's all I can do to keep him screaming at the phone.
Nothing's gonna happen to it, Jess. Jessica, this is Martin and Lynn Karras, Leo's parents.
Hello. This is a friend of mine, Mike Faber. Do we know anything yet?
Not yet. It's early.
Any idea where they might be? Friend's house? Favorite hangout?
I've tried everybody I could think of. Nobody's heard from her. All I know is that she's in my car.
It's now back. Blue?
If you would just report the car stolen, they could put out an APB on her right now. She didn't steal it. She said she was going to Trader Joe's. Well, she was lying. Obviously. Look, Mrs. Karras, I want to find them as much as you do. And if there's anything I can do to help...
It's not an official missing person for 24 hours.
The state police have a description, and they're aware that Leo's a fugitive from here.
A fugitive? Most of the time in these situations, from my experience, kids show up after a few hours. They're out blowing off some steam.
It's hormones, young love. Come on, we've all been there.
It's not hormones. He's under a bad influence.
Excuse me? We know who you are, Mrs. Brody. Then you should know that my daughter is not responsible for what her father did.
Your car for the Camry.
Yeah, maybe he's throwing a little extra.
I just put a whole new transmission in the Camry. It'll go another 100,000, no problem. The Outback, what? Maybe another 20,000 and blows around?
Yeah, but the Outback's worth more in parts than a dozen new transmissions in that Camry.
This car here is hot.
Yeah, just carjacked. Natural born killers.
So I know you from someplace.
I don't think so.
That's $200. It's a deal.
What do you say, Leo?
Is there a problem here?
You want to trade? This car for car. None of this $200 extra bullshit.
No, can you just go down the street?
I know you.
Deal.
Gary, you just gonna lie there, or are you gonna get packed?
What?
You're out. Gary, you are out.
I'm out?
By emergency order of the Sixth Circuit Court of Maryland.
I can go.
Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Who cares? Start packing. Go.
Don't be alarmed.
I apologize for the intrusion.
You. I should have known. Get the fuck out of my house.
Just hear me out.
I told you before, no.
We went to a lot of trouble to get you out of that hospital. You can give me 2 minutes.
If I had known, I would have stayed in the hospital.
I doubt that. But the furlough's only good for 24 hours anyway, so...
How did you arrange my release?
A judge we know, by the way, is more than willing to make it permanent.
In exchange for?
A sit down with one of the partners in the firm.
That's all? Nothing's that easy.
You're probably right, but that's above my pay grade. My job is to get you to the meeting.
Do I have a choice?
Why not at least listen to what the man has to say? What have you got to lose?
When's this meeting supposed to happen?
Tomorrow, 8 a.m. I can pick you up here.
Okay, then.
Okay, what?
I'll sit down with him.
Good. I'll see you in the morning.
Jurisdiction over a county mental hospital in Arlington, Virginia. Okay, thanks.
Gary?
Yeah, I just heard.
She's angry and vulnerable right now. She could be saying anything to anybody.
Do we know who petitioned the judge to get her discharged?
No.
Maybe it was her family.
Not according to her father, it wasn't. The agency's still weak, so it could die of the common cold. And she's a full-blown contagion.
Find her. Get her off the street.
Hello?
afraid you can't access your funds on deposit at this time.
I don't understand.
The account's been frozen.
It's been what?
Frozen. It says here by order of the Department of Justice. You want a federal indictment or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm also instructed to confiscate any credit cards you may have in your possession.
Well, those you're not getting.
Well, that won't do you much good anyway. They've been canceled.
I just need to get out of town for a few days.
I can't help you there.
Come on, you know I'm good for it.
It's not about the money.
What then?
My livelihood?
You are radioactive, Carrie.
I shouldn't even be talking to you right now.
I've got no one else to ask.
You gotta make things right with Saul first.
I'm trying.
He says that you went to the press.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Carrie. What are you trying to do? Get us all thrown in jail?
I made a mistake. It won't happen again.
I should fucking hope not.
What about your van? Can I at least borrow your van?
No, you can't borrow my van.
Just for the weekend. Go up to the lake.
Carrie, I can't.
Virgil, please. I'm in trouble.
Okay, fine.
Great, thank you.
I just need it back first thing Monday morning.
Absolutely, you got it. When can I come by?
I'm gonna be in and out all day. I'll leave the keys. Say hi to your mom for me.
My mom? What are you talking about? Virgil?
Xanadu, de Kubla Khan, stately pleasure dome decree, where Alpha Sacred River ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. And then it goes on. It's kind of beautiful, though, huh?
Yeah, you would have liked it.
You think so?
He would have liked you.
He was 1 year younger?
11 months. Irish twins. Still, I guess it was my job.
What was?
To protect him. Isn't that what older brothers are supposed to do?
He killed himself. With a gun. It's hard to blame anyone but him. Believe me, I should know.
I'm missing my daughter to fall in love on a psych ward.
I know some guys in the Arlington PD. Make some calls. You okay?
I just can't seem to do one thing right anymore.
Hey, they were the ones who were rude.
That's an excuse.
Come on. You're way too nice.
No. I just almost lost Dana, so I know how they must feel. Let you move in here like you wanted to.
Jess.
You're always so good with her, so much better than me.
I'm not a mother. It's Brody who broke her heart.
I could kill him, Mike. I swear to God, I could.
Can you guess?
It's where your dad was stationed.
And...
I know.
Right there. Where those buses are. There was a long line of them. I was over there. Other side of the parking lot with Chris and my mom and all the other families. Chris was so freaked out. He wouldn't let go of my hand. You know, everybody was hugging and crying all around us.
The day your dad deployed to Iraq.
There was a Marine band playing. When my dad walked out, all the other guys from his battalion, you could tell that he was excited. He wanted to go.
He was some kind of sniper or something, right?
Yeah.
How old were you?
8. But that's not why we're here. We're here because this is where it happened. The last true thing that he ever said to me.
Which was?
Goodbye. Everything after that was a lie. Me?
You're kind of hard to forget.
Listen, I know this is awkward, but I kind of need a place to stay. Probably I should have called first.
Probably.
But it's just for the night.
Well, I got exactly one couch and one bed.
That's cool with me.
Come on in.
That's him. Third from the right. Jesus, he's gotten old.
Standing next to him is Edgar Cedeno, the banker we targeted in last month's mission.
When was this photograph taken?
2009. According to passenger manifest, Javadi visited Venezuela exactly twice. Once at the time of this photograph, and once in November 2003.
To set up the deal with Cedeno's bank.
Each time traveling under the name Nasser Hijazi.
His alter ego. He couldn't resist the job. Now it's going to bury him.
With your blessing, I'd like to open an OFAC investigation into his majority ownership position at the Del Paraiso Football Club.
No.
Why not?
Now's the time for patience. Don't force the pieces. Store them away.
But we have him. He's embezzled over $45 million from the Revolutionary Guard.
They get wind of it, they'll just put him up against the wall. I'll shoot him.
Good.
No. It's of negative value. He's second in command at the Intelligence Directorate, Farah. He ordered the attack on this building. I need him in a room.
You want to interrogate him?
I want to rip him down to the studs. I want the name of every agent he's ever run in the United States. And I want to know just how close the regime is to a nuclear weapon.
Miss Madison, Leland Bennett.
What is this place?
The firm keeps it for our more privacy-sensitive clients. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I tried to tell your colleague, Mr.
Franklin.
Mr. Franklin, you're wasting your time.
Well, how do you know that when you haven't heard our proposal?
I'm not for sale.
Well, we're not trying to buy you. Really. And no one's going to ask you to do anything you're too uncomfortable with.
Well, I'm already uncomfortable.
It's up to you to draw the line you won't cross.
And for all I know, you're FBI and this is a sting. What's so funny?
You have an active imagination.
Well, somebody shut down my bank account and repossessed my car.
Your own agency did that to you.
Yeah, that's my point. I'm not going to jail.
It seems to me you're already there. There are no recording devices or cameras in this room, if that's what you're worried about. Would you like to step outside?
Okay, I'm listening.
Our firm has long-standing relationships with several countries in the Middle East. We lobby on their behalf, quietly represent their interests here in Washington.
Yeah, I know how this works. So, what does your client want?
To pick your brain from time to time. Put you on retainer, as it were.
Pick my brain? On what subject?
Your area of expertise.
For example?
For example, he recently lost 6 business associates. Maybe you heard about it.
So this is Iran we're talking about.
He'd like to know how those men were identified and targeted.
That line you mentioned? We just crossed it.
Miss Matheson?
No, I won't do it. Iran was behind the Langley bombing.
Which they carried out in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes on their nuclear facilities.
I reject the comparison.
Why? It's one military target for another. Iran takes great care in its proportional response to acts of aggression. An airliner for an airliner, a Mossad agent for a physicist.
Sounds like you've drunk the Kool-Aid.
I'm a professional. I'm paid to make arguments, not wave a flag.
Goodbye, Mr. Bennett.
You'll be back in county lockup by the end of the day, put there by the very institutions you're trying to protect.
I'll take my chances.
Well, you know how this works. You said so yourself.
Meaning what?
You familiar with the term controversialize?
No.
Well, that's what they're doing to you. They're turning you into the story. It started by leaking your relationship with Congressman Brody. Next, it was Saul Berenson's testimony in front of the Senate Select Committee. Then they had you committed. Pretty soon, it's not a story about a terrorist attack anymore or how the people meant to protect us screwed up. It's about you. It's about sex between a bipolar CIA officer and her brainwashed boyfriend.
I'm not a traitor.
No. What you are is a liability.
to a lot of people who've got a lot to lose. So far, they've kept your name out of the press, but how long do you think that's going to last? And what happens then? I'll tell you what. You're destroyed. You're a pariah. And in 6 months or a year, if you haven't killed yourself by then, they'll do it for you. You're naive to think they won't. They'll slip in the shower, or they'll force feed you lithium until your heart stops, or they'll hang you on a doorknob and call it suicide. Let us help you, Gary. We're very good at it.
You can keep me out of the hospital?
I can.
I'm broke. I'll have a gun to my name.
You'll be compensated handsomely.
Well, then, I never want to see you again, Mr. Bennett. I will see your client, but only him and only face to face.
That could be a problem.
His problem. And tell him I won't name names either. I won't betray my people in the field.
It's between you and him.
No, that is non-negotiable.
Okay. Think of it this way. Maybe you two can find some common ground. Put the world right. Save us all. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Yeah, fuck you.
Mr. Bennett wanted you to have this as a show of good faith.
How do you feel about me buying a plane ticket to Southeast Asia and disappearing into the jungle for a while?
Well, you might want to consider a car trip to Atlantic City instead.
Why's that?
You're on the TSA no-fly list and your passport's no longer valid.
Good to know. Thanks.
Have a nice walk. Leo wasn't in the rehab facility for treatment. His parents made a deal with the DA to keep him from being charged with a homicide.
What?
Details are sketchy, but somehow he managed to get his hands on his father's gun. Maybe it was a suicide pact, maybe it wasn't. Either way, the brother ends up dead, and this Leo walks.
Want to stay like this forever. You know, usually I wake up and I feel so strange. But today, it's just perfect.
I never want to go back.
Then we don't have to.
What are you doing here?
Don't worry, I wasn't followed.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I used every trick in the book. It took me over 5 hours to get here. I'm all right. They picked me up this morning.
Who did?
A man named Franklin. He took me to a house in Potomac where I met with Leland Bennett.
The lawyer?
Yes.
What did he say? What did he say, Carrie? What were his exact words?
He said his client recently lost 6 business associates and would like to know how those men were identified and targeted.
Chivadi.
It has to be.
Did you hold out for a meeting in person?
I did it just the way you said. I told Bennett the meeting had to be face-to-face.
And he went for it. You're an amazing person, Carrie Matheson. Amazing. You've been very... very brave.
You should have gotten me out of the hospital, so you shouldn't have left me in there.
Cup of tea.